I'm Kelsey, and it's time for the Mental Health Minute. We all hit bumps in the road, and sometimes it can be overwhelming, but a little help can make all the difference. And that's why we're talking today with Emily McConville from Mental Health and Recovery for Licking in Knox Counties about the power of kindness and just how far that can go.
Kindness isn't just good for the world, it's good for your brain. When we practice kindness, whether it's holding a door, sending a kind text, or offering a genuine compliment, our brain releases chemicals like endorphins and oxytocin. They lower stress, lift our mood, and make us feel more connected to others. It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. In fact, it's often the little things that matter most. A smile, a check-in with a friend you haven't seen in a while, a moment of noticing someone. People who practice kindness regularly report feeling happier and less anxious or depressed. And here's the beautiful part. Kindness spreads. One small act can ripple through an entire community. When someone experiences kindness, they're more likely to pass it on, creating a chain reaction that can brighten more lives than you'll ever realize. Imagine someone at the grocery store, clearly overwhelmed, juggling kids and bags. A stranger steps in, helps load groceries into the car, and offers a kind smile. That tiny moment shifts the parent's entire day. Later, they pay it forward by letting someone ahead of them in line at the pharmacy. One small act becomes a ripple of connection and care. So today, hold the door, send the text, say the kind thing. It may feel small to you, but to someone else, it might mean the world.
I think it's so easy in today's world to get distracted and forget how much of an impact a small gesture can have on someone. So make someone's day with a small gesture and give back to yourself by being the kind person you've always wanted to be. And remember, no matter what life throws your way, small changes can make a big difference. So take a moment each week with us on the Mental Health Minute with simple steps toward a better life.